Right Guard by Joseph Bethanty. As he aged, my father dwindled, not in stature, though he grew smaller as elders must, but rather in estate. He never required much, insisted on giving things away. What am I going to do with all this? Suddenly I had his shirt, wristwatch, hammer and plane, his car keys and driver's license when the time came. I arrived hours after his death and stole a moment alone in his room at the Pines, a name too green and pulsing, too filled with trees, near infuriating, for a tomb. My mother had died a year earlier. To save money to pass along to me and my sister, my father had requested a move to an efficiency, a monk's cell. At heart, he was an ascetic. I sat on the edge of his small bed where he'd perched that morning, September 3rd, his 59th wedding anniversary, to quell his vertigo, hands folded, his dawn office before launching his day. He witnessed the first rhyme of Sabbath sun cross the sash. Song sparrows chanted Asperges me. Then, prepared, he rose. I stood and followed his shade, gauging where in the modest span between his bedclothes and coffee pot he decided to join my mother. Privately, no announcement, no illness, no death watch, no priest. The attention would have embarrassed him. His only flourish was the white-pressed handkerchief on him at all times. Perhaps he glimpsed his fetch, or, responsive to my mother's whims, her beckoning, or his own mother, whom he'd lost at 5 to childbirth. Given neither to signs nor bodement, never mysterious, but like us all that parse life step by step, my father kept a secret life he alone entered, nothing terrible or even curious, a silent chamber he had the wisdom, the courage, to leave locked, the key hidden, though he had little use for metaphor. A millwright, a steel man, he discovered the ladled heat and molten pour, the union shop, a practice he abided by and died for. What was left of his to take? He'd already given me everything. I wandered into his tiny bathroom. Stationed on the shelf above the sink stood a can of Right Guard Original, of course, Sport. The only deodorant my dad used. The logo's stick figure in full throttle bolting from the blocks. I grabbed it and pressed the actuator. The valve hissed and hung a familiar incensed mist. Out of it, like a genie summoned from its lamp, appeared my father.